Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip with Janet Planet.
Well, that mockingbird's gonna sail away. We're gonna let it. That big fat moon's gonna shine like a spoon. We're gonna let it. Close your eyes. Close the door. You don't have to worry anymore. 'Cause I'll be your baby tonight.
You're listening to internationally acclaimed jazz vocalist, Wisconsin's own Janet Planet, with her take on a classic Bob Dylan song, one of many from her two most recent releases, Just Like a Woman and Janet Planet Sings the Bob Dylan Songbook. I'm Glenn Moberg. Janet Planet makes a return appearance on Route 51 today. She's here in Wausau and in our studio as part of the UW Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival, where she'll be appearing Friday night in the Veninga Theater in the Center for Civic Engagement. And she'll be doing clinics to help aspiring young singers develop their craft. Janet Planet has released more than 20 albums. She has performed in art centers, outdoor festivals, opera houses, and small clubs around the world. But she has never lost her hometown Wisconsin roots. She has been hailed as the voice of the new jazz culture, and she teaches music at Lawrence University in Appleton. Also with us for the first part of the show, Tim Buchholz, Assistant Professor of Music at UW-Marathon County. And as always, we'd like to hear from you. This is your chance to talk to Janet Planet live on the radio. Tell her what her music has meant to you. You can give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. Janet, good to have you back with us again today. And that new CD, Just Like a Woman, music of Bob Dylan, tell us about it.
Well, it was a daunting project, and thank you, Glenn, for having me back after all these years. It's really great to be back here on air with you. Bob Dylan and big band jazz, I think it's probably, to this extent, one of the first projects ever launched, and we're very, very proud of it. This particular cut we're listening to should be called I'll Be Your Basie Tonight.
All right, let's listen to it. Well, Janet, this is your second album of Bob Dylan music. Why are you focusing on him as a songwriter?
It's kind of a long story, but I'll make it as short as possible. The concept of bringing Bob Dylan's music to jazz harmonies and rhythms was not really my idea. It was a friend of mine. His name is Kyle Konocki, as a matter of fact. He came to me with this idea a few years ago, and the first album that was done was Janet Planet Sings Bob Dylan Songbook, Volume 1, which was quite prophetic at the time, because after
right.
that project, I thought, I'm not doing this again. It was very daunting, and the first project was made for a vocal and jazz trio. Subsequently, someone on the internet in Norway heard that particular album and wanted all of those arrangements arranged for his 17-piece big band in Norway. And that's how we ended up with Volume 2.
How challenging is it to adapt Bob Dylan's music to a big band format? It's not something you normally hear.
No, but I'll tell you, as daunting as the project was, I learned so much. And because Bob Dylan is a folk artist and he's a storyteller and he has plenty of words involved in his music as well, what we ended up doing is finding some kind of meaning behind the story that resonated with me. And we scored the story. That's how we treated it. That last song that you heard, it just said Basie all over it because of the sentiment.
Yeah.
I learned a lot, and
you had everything in there except the bump, bump, bump ending.
You know that note, that one.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
That was one of those where, I'll be honest, it was frustrating, you know, at times in the studio laying these vocals. I actually had pneumonia the entire tracking of the vocals on the big band project.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm telling you the truth. And because we're going to be talking to vocalists and we're going to talk about things like that, how do you do this when you have to sing? Because this is what we do. So we got through it, and but that was a kind of a note of frustration, to be honest.
Well, that's a good transition. You will be here for the UW-Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival doing a series of clinics with aspiring young singers. Tim, tell us about that. Tim Buchholz, UW-Marathon County.
Sure. We're thrilled to have Janet here. This is our fourth annual UW-Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival. Janet, as well as our other clinician, Jeremy Fox, will be here on campus today working with our college student music majors and our music students who sing in our vocal jazz choir here at UWMC. And then tomorrow we're bringing in about 150 students, high school to college age students from throughout the state of Wisconsin, who will perform for our clinicians, get individual clinics with every group, and some master classes, including a solo singing master class that we're excited for Janet to lead.
So these students are all in their individual vocal jazz groups already? Comprised of what, maybe three, four people? How big are these groups?
A little bigger. The groups that will be here tomorrow range from eight singers at the smallest to about 18. And they all sing one on a microphone with like a jazz rhythm section, and they've all been at their respective schools working on this style and this idiom, this vocal jazz music that we love.
And this is a non-competitive festival. Explain that to me. In other words, they're not going to be trying to score points against each other.
Sure. We feel strongly that music is a collaborative effort. Music is about sharing and not about naming a winner. So we feel very strongly that we want to kind of cultivate that atmosphere of supportive music making. So by doing that, we have groups and students who will be very new to this and very beginning, and they're going to get some of the biggest cheers, I think, tomorrow from the experienced groups. And we'll also have some very great sounding groups at the festival. And we can do that. We can have both those types of groups, and no one leaves thinking, oh, we came in second or we came in last. It's everyone being a part of this music-making experience that we love.
And these groups are from high schools and colleges?
High schools and colleges, yeah. We'll have a mix of both tomorrow.
And across the state of Wisconsin. Pretty neat. And your other guest, Dr. Jeremy Fox, who will also be conducting clinics with Janet tomorrow, he's an Indiana University faculty member and a Grammy-nominated vocal jazz arranger and conductor.
Yeah, Jeremy's a great guy. We actually went to grad school together, so Jeremy and I go way back. He is a fantastic music educator. As you said, he's currently teaching at Indiana University, where he's the director of the vocal jazz program there. He's an awesome arranger. In fact, if you come to tomorrow evening's concert at 7 p.m., the UWMC Vocal Jazz Ensemble is going to do a number featuring Janet Planet. That's an arrangement of Jeremy Fox's. So we're going to figure out a way to tie this whole thing together on that evening concert.
Pretty neat. Janet, what can people expect at the show tomorrow night?
Well, as Tim said, I'll be singing with the jazz vocal group, and I'm really looking forward to that, to sing with many voices behind and being able to improvise around what the arrangement allows. And then I'll be joined by my trio, my working trio, Tom Thebo on guitar, Danny Lewick drums, and Andy Sachin on bass. And we'll be doing – I was just saying –
All three of them also played on the CD, Like a Woman CD, along with a lot of other musicians.
Yeah, actually, the big band CD, Andy Sachin was on bass. But, you know, we have such a beautiful group of musicians in this state the Wisconsin is just teeming with very talented people. And we'll be doing some jazz and jazz vocalists. And Tim, I saw some of your performances on YouTube, and you are really an awesome jazz singer.
Oh, thanks. I'm honored for you to say that. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, boy, I better get my chops up here if I'm going to be singing next to this man. Seriously. You know, do you mind if I elaborate on what you just said about the non-compete? I think it's so beautiful that you're presenting this like this because of sometimes it can be very intimidating for listeners and for students of music in general, but certainly jazz. Because it seems to be that scary, that scary genre. And the fact that everybody wins, because as you know, music is a lifelong endeavor. It never, ever ends. And so that collective enjoyment of the process is what we should be enjoying.
Well, jazz is a scary genre. I mean, it's complex music. The chords are complicated. The arrangements can be complicated. Yeah. And you never play it the same way twice. You
That's
know?
Right.
If you'd like to find out more, dear listeners, about the Vocal Jazz Festival, and there'll also be a link to ticket information here, it's at uwmc.uwc.edu/vocal-jazz-festival. It's uwmc.uwc.edu/vocal-jazz-festival. Or you can just Google UWMC Vocal Jazz Festival and it'll come up. There's also a link already up on the Route 51 Facebook page. So let's listen to another track off the new CD, Just Like a Woman, the music of Bob Dylan, Volume 2. Here's an early Dylan classic arranged by Janet, your musical accompanist and musical soulmate, Tom Wyszotka, A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall.
What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder, it roared out a warning. I heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were blazing, 10,000 whispering, nobody listening. One person starved, I heard many people laughing. The song of a poet who died in the gutter, the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard rain. And who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? Who did you meet, my darling young man?
Janet, what's the challenge of arranging a song so that the big band arrangement complements the powerful lyrics in this piece without overpowering them or distracting from them?
That's an excellent question, because that was one of the most daunting parts. But this story is a conversation between a mother and a son. And she talks about, where have you been? What did you see? As he talks about his experiences in war. And ends up, when she says, what will you do now? He says, I'm going back out. And that passion of what he's seen and what he's going to do was harmonically a playground for Tom, and he just nailed this one.
Now, you've also got arrangements on this CD by Matt Turner, who's a pianist and cellist on the music faculty at Lawrence University.
Yeah, Matt, yes. Matt Turner's been involved in many of my projects throughout the years. He's just a unique arranger.
And you've got a couple of arrangements by the late Fred Sturm, who taught at Lawrence University, directing the school's jazz and improvisational music department.
Yes, actually, these were the last two arrangements Fred did before he passed, and we were just so blessed to have him involved.
And the album itself was recorded at Lawrence University, so you got all the musicians together and let it happen.
Yeah, at different times, we you know, rhythm section, horn section, and then final vocals.
But I know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard rain.
Hard Rain's Gonna Fall off of Janet Planet's new CD, Just Like a Woman. Tim Buchholz, you've put together vocal jazz groups here in Wausau. What are the challenges of singing and performing in a big band setting?
Sure. So with the vocal jazz ensemble, you have this unique kind of idiom where sometimes you're impersonating instruments. So some of the music that you'll hear at this vocal jazz festival tomorrow throughout the day will be lyricless songs that the singers are imitating, like what a big band might do. But you have so many genres incorporated into vocal jazz, right? You've got the contemporary jazz genre. You have big band type arrangements like Basie. We're going to do a song that's based on a Count Basie arrangement tomorrow evening. But you also have a lot of new arrangers, new composers that are doing new music. And then we do stuff like Janet's doing here with contemporary, you know, what you might consider folk writers like Bob Dylan. You have all these genres that fit into vocal jazz, whether it be swing, bossa nova, samba.
The big band sound is almost a lost format in some ways, although there are a number of people who are keeping it together, John Greiner here in the Wausau area, and a number of other groups in the state. Tim, why don't you talk about the jazz scene in north central Wisconsin? In the Wausau area, we've got the River Valley Jazz Society. It sponsors the Sid Kyler Festival every year at the Bull Falls Brewery. And there's a new jazz concert series that will debut this summer on a riverfront soundstage behind the Marathon County Library.
Yeah, I think we're really fortunate in north central Wisconsin to have a great jazz scene. There are lots of venues for jazz here, whether it be Jazz at the Bull, which goes through the winter at Bull Falls Brewery. I think we just had our last Jazz at the Bull this past week. But yeah, as you mentioned, Glenn, throughout the summer we have the Sid Kyler Jazz Festival, and we're thrilled by this new Jazz on the River concert series that's going to have a performance each Sunday in July and August throughout the summer right downtown on the riverfront. It's going to be a really exciting new concert lineup with great Sunday evening performances open to the public.
And there's a big Labor Day jazz festival every year at Fifner Pioneer Park in Stevens Point. Janet, you've performed there before.
Oh, yes, yes. Beautiful music festival. And as you said earlier, there's just so much talent in this beautiful state in which we live.
What's happening in your neck of the woods? You currently live in Oshkosh, but you hail from Appleton in the Fox Valley. There must be a healthy jazz scene there as well.
Yes, there's a healthy music scene, and I think the way I see it, the way I feel, is there seems to be a resurgence of live music and original music and so forth because of the things like in Appleton, the Mile of Music and so forth, but it just seems like people are starting to get out and about and really enjoy the vibrational aspect of live.
Now, a lot of what's going to be happening here tomorrow at the Vocal Jazz Festival involves working with young people. What emotional satisfaction do you derive out of that?
You got an hour. I'll tell you, I enjoy teaching probably par with a great performance, or maybe even a little more, because to be honest, it's not about me, and it's about the exchange of information that I think keeps us vital, and being able to share our passions and still try to figure it out, you know. And so I love teaching. I'm a passionate teacher, and because I'm a passionate student.
Tim Buchholz, same question to you. What emotional satisfaction do you derive from working with young people here at UW Marathon County?
It's such a pleasure just to see them grow. You know, having students come in as freshmen and in some ways be very green, especially when we're talking about something as complicated as you mentioned earlier, like jazz music. And then to have them here for a couple years, and that's, you know, we're a two-year campus. That's all I get with them here is a couple years. But in that 2 years, to see how much they can develop as musicians and as human beings, it's a wonderful experience to be a part of that educational process.
Anything you'd like to add about the Vocal Jazz Festival?
We're just thrilled to have so many groups coming in this year. As I said, we have about 150 young musicians who will be working with Janet and Jeremy Fox tomorrow. And yeah, I'm sure you'll mention the concert tomorrow evening, but I just found out before we came into the studio, we're almost sold out. We've got about 60 tickets left. So tickets can be, as you mentioned, purchased online, and they'll have a few remaining at the door at 6:30.
All right. Sounds good. Tim, thanks so much. Our guest today on Route 51 is jazz vocalist extraordinaire Janet Planet. She'll be appearing Friday evening in concert at the UW Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival. If you'd like to speak to Janet live on the radio, if you want to tell her how much you've enjoyed her performances and her concerts, what her music means to you, this is your chance. Give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page, and I'll read it live on the air. We're going to say goodbye now to Tim Buchholz, and we're going to take a short break. When we come back, Janet will be talking about her musical influences on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Oh, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman. Then you ache just like a woman, but you break just like a little girl.
Support for WPR's marketing and promotions comes from the Harold A. Engel Memorial Communications Arts Internship Fund, helping WPR employ a graduate fellow from the Wisconsin School of Business Bolt's MBA in the Arts program. Support also comes from Christine Bremer-Moogley of the personal injury law firm Bremer & Trollope, committed to protecting the rights of accident victims throughout Wisconsin. Bremer & Trollope, because the right results matter most. Bremer-Law.com.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, that's a town that knew we win. If you'd like to have a logical explanation how I happened on this elegant syncopation, I will say without a moment of hesitation, there was just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. But Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
Our guest today on Route 51 is jazz vocalist Janet Planet, who will be performing at the UW Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival Friday evening. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks to Tim Buchholz for his help with the first part of the show. And again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742, 1-800-780-9742, or put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. Janet, this is a track off of an album you did a couple of years ago, an album all about American places, called Of Thee I Sing.
That's correct, and it was from the same producer, my friend Kyle. That was the first idea that he came, a thematic album. And since you opened with Gary, Indiana, do you mind if I share with the public that I actually did a TED Talk, and I demonstrate this particular song in my TED Talk. And if you go to YouTube, TED Talk, what would I do if I asked you to sing? What would you do if I asked you to sing Janet Planet? You'll kind of find my pedagogy in 14 minutes.
Okay.
I would say without a moment of hesitation, there was just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
You know, I used to be a traffic reporter in Chicago, and even I couldn't talk as fast and as cleanly as you can sing these lyrics.
Well, actually, over time, that particular arrangement has actually picked up a little more speed. And
that's impossible.
Oh, no. Well, do you mind if I elaborate just a little bit on that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because it's what I'm going to be, I think, trying to get the singers that I'll be meeting with today and tomorrow to do is to focus on the part of the process of singing that we call the tongue. And I think in jazz singing or any technique that I've discovered through, frankly, Glenn, what you do, voiceover work, and just the various types of voice usage that I've done over the years, it pretty much boils down to the tongue. And it can be fun.
Frank Sinatra once said in music, enunciation is everything. He said that always comes first, clearly pronouncing the words and syllables so people understand the lyrics.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that, because just the other day I just put on my Facebook, is it important for you to understand the words? And I would say a good 40% of the people answered no. Now, here's the deal. First off, I think that's just kind of a generational thing, and I'll talk about that with students as well. But if you use the words, it actually makes it more accessible to sing.
Well, clear enunciation isn't something you hear a lot of in rock music.
No, no. And some of the responses were I don't really want to know what they're saying because it's not them, that genre. But some it depends on the lyric, you know, and I think lyric has evolved too. But even if it's, oh, I love you, oh, baby, 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 even that would be something, if you actually attend to the words, would be something rhythmic. We want to be in tune and we want to be in time.
Well, let's explore some of your musical influences. On your webpage, you say your early influences were pop, blues, and folk artists that a lot of people are familiar with, Joni Mitchell, Bonnie Raitt, and Aretha Franklin.
Absolutely. And when we were kids, we listened to records all the time together. I grew up in a small house with six kids and record players. So music has always been listening to music in different genres our entire lives. But when I really started to use my voice, I was very, very much influenced by Joni Mitchell and folk artists, and then started to listen to bluegrass and country and Patsy Cline, and then Aretha Franklin, the blues, and it just the evolution. Oh. Because company's all right with me every once in a while. Yeah. Oh, when me and that man get to love. Tell you, girls, I dig you, but I just don't have time.
Here she goes.
I know.
Aretha had a lot of monster hits in the 60s and 70s.
I'm just so, my whole body's vibrating right now. I want to sing.
And her delivery harkens back to earlier blues singers like Bessie Smith, but gospel singers like Mahalia Jackson.
It's incredible. And Glenn, here's the deal. What Aretha and what the blues and what gospel, that is the origin of music today in our country. And to be able to have that restraint and be able to slow things down and play the space and just that, it's like a rocket ship out of stop-and-go light.
Blues and gospel are two sides of the same coin. You know, blues is the devil's music, gospel is God's music. And a number of musicians have been very skillful at mixing the two. Elvis Presley, Ray Charles, and a country singer, Marty Robbins, come to mind.
Oh, yeah. And again, do your homework. And today, all of music from all over the world is accessible. But since we're in our country, listen to some blues. I'm struck by how many students that I run across that have never heard of Mahalia Jackson or Aretha Franklin, for that matter.
That's shocking.
Oh, yeah. To me, it is. But if you – and the reason I think that it's important to do the study of the great singers and the genres that really started all of this is that you're going to have a foundation for anything that you write, and maybe even get some ideas harmonically, of course, rhythmically, textually, just tapping into what's been done and what has come before is so important for the depth of an artist.
Well, I asked you to name some musical influences so we could talk about them. You gave me three of them. Aretha was one. Another of your major influences, Nancy Wilson, in a song she performed with Cannonball Adderley called "The Masquerade Is Over."
I'm afraid the masquerade is over. And so is love. And so is love. I guess I'll have to play Pagliacci.
Nancy Wilson released more than 70 albums. She received three Grammy Awards. She hosted the Emmy-winning Nancy Wilson Show in the 1960s. Born in 1937, and at 80, she is still doing a little bit of singing.
That's awesome.
You write on your webpage that this legendary 1962 album changed the way you sing. Explain that.
Well, I was a blues shouter, and a lot of these textures and interpretations as Janet Planet today come into what I do in every song, blues, gospel, R&B. But when I heard Nancy Wilson on this album with the straight tone approach, it changed me. I couldn't figure out how she did what she was doing and staying in tune, but she sings like a horn player, and also, just like Aretha, plays the space.
And she doesn't use a lot of vibrato, which you said you used before you listened to her.
Yeah, I actually have a pretty fast vibrato, but now I've learned to control it. On this particular album, she still had quite a bit of vibrato at the ends of phrases. But the straight tones that would hold over the bar, that was the thing that just changed me.
And her voice, to me, has something of the tone of Billie Holiday, but it's got more of a clear ringing sound to it.
Like a bell. Like a bell, Nancy Wilson.
She prefers to be called a song stylist.
I don't blame her. I kind of feel the same way.
And so is love.
Yeah. That last phrase, just to die for.
The third artist you identified as one of your big influences is Nancy King, probably one of the best examples of scat singers around today. And she's a West Coast artist based in Portland, Oregon, and San Francisco. So let's listen to some of Nancy King. This is a release called Cliff Dance, and I'm going to pick it up where she does some scat singing. How difficult is scat singing?
It's crazy hard to do it well. And I am a student of scat. I think I'm more of a song stylist than a true scat singer, but that's what the beauty of jazz is all about. You continue to learn.
Well, you take a step and I'll take a step. I'll back you off the cliff.
Back you off the cliff. That's a pretty funny piece of music.
That's so Nancy. I actually met her several times. She's been to Wisconsin. We brought her here at least three times. I had the opportunity to sing with her and her pianist, Steve Christofferson, in a concert at Lawrence University. And I'll be performing a song that Nancy recorded on our label, by the way. She has two releases on our Stellar label, Dreamlands and Dreamlands 2. The song is called Tomorrow's Another Day. We'll be performing that tomorrow night. And I took her scat solo and wrote lyric to it because, it, you know, when you hear it, when you really don't understand what this all means, it takes some study. But when you hear when it's right and rhythmically and the range of the vocals and the note ideas, it really opens up your world of music in general.
1-800-780-9742 if you'd like to speak to Janet Planet, who will be performing Friday night, tomorrow night, at UW Marathon County in the Center for Civic Engagement. That's 1-800-780-9742, or you can put a comment on the Route 51 Facebook page. Let me quote from your website. I love words. My interpretations are based not only on meaning but also on the way words feel as they fall out of my mouth. I'm fascinated by the vibrations of consonants and the nakedness of vowels, the envelope of a diphthong and the connection of words one image at a time. Nicely put.
Did I write that? I really do think about singing that way. And again, to the argument, is it important to understand the words? I think if there are words involved, I think you owe it to the listening audience to use the words. And I get it, stylistically, maybe not every word specifically perfectly articulated. However, to that comment from the website, that's how singing feels to me after mm-hmm. a while. You know, as we age, our voice changes. But if I'm going to sing, that's all tongue and air. And so when there are words involved, I look for the parts of the words that will actually help me to hit the pitch, be in good tune, and be in good rhythm, tell the story, and get it out the exit door.
Who are you listening to now? Who are some of the young, up-and-coming artists that we should all be listening to?
Oh, boy. You know, I wish I could just throw one out there right now. Because I'm always in a project and I'm always teaching. So I think locally I've been trying to assimilate myself back into the youthful music scene because
right.
I think there might be a separation at this point. But last night I was listening to a duo out of Oshkosh named Oralai. And then on the rock side, the Traveling Suitcase.
The Traveling Suitcase.
Yeah, this two talk about bookends of music from what I do, but you know, I was listening to that, and to be honest, Glenn, I'm always studying. So when I listen to music, it's usually in a study mode. For instance, on the way up here, I was listening to Chet Baker's solo on There Will Never Be Another You, and it's an extended mm-hmm. scat solo that I eventually want to write lyric to, and I'll tell you how I'm going to end it. There will never be another you like you. It's going to be about a sheep, whatever. Oh. I'm working on that.
Our guest today on Route 51, Wisconsin's own Janet Planet. She'll be appearing Friday evening in concert at the UW Marathon County Vocal Jazz Festival. Here's another lyric for you. If you break my heart again, I'll turn you into a cardigan.
Now, where's that from?
I love you, right?
Oh, I don't know that one. No, wait a
minute. There will never be another you, a oh. song about a sheep.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, thank you, Glenn. We're jamming.
There you go.
You know, some words are easier to sing than others.
If you'd like to speak to Janet live on the radio, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. We're going to take a short break. Here's some music by another great jazz vocalist and scat singer, Sarah Vaughan.
Sa-do-dee-a-bop, sil-ya-bop, 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 shoo-be-doo-boo. Sa-do-dee-a-doo-dee-a-doo-dee-a-doo-dee-a-doo-dee-a-doo-dee-a-doo-dee-a-doo. Sha-ga-ga-dee-a-boo-be-doo-ba-doo-ba-dee-a-dee-be-bom-be-boom-be-ba. Sa-wee-woo-be-doo. be do ya bop, we you be do ya boop, be be oop, be ya. Say a day, a day, a day, a day, boop, boop, be be do be. Shaba ba dip, 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 do be. Shaba ba dip, 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 do be. I'm mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me.
Support for WPR comes from the University of Wisconsin Carbone Cancer Center and its affiliate partners across the state and in Northern Illinois. On the web at uwhealth.org/cancer. Support also comes from attorneys Sturgill and Long, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and the Michigan Upper Peninsula. Information is at 888-613-0600.
Well, you're listening to a bootleg recording of Janet Planet performing live at the Grand Theater in Wausau last December in the John Altenberg Annual Christmas Extravaganza with a lineup of great Wisconsin musicians as we head into our final segment of Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg, and if you'd like to speak to Janet, give us a call at 1-800-780-9742. Janet, sorry for the low-fidelity recording, but I'm the one who recorded it with Mr. Altenberg's blessing on my cell phone sitting in the front row. John told us we could do it.
That's right. John said he could do it. Happy birthday, Johnny boy, by the way. It's his birthday today.
You know, I have been called a lot of things in my life, but I've never been called vivacious, which is on all the promos we're running about you. And I'm sure it applies to – the adjective applies to John Altenberg as well, the vivacious John Altenberg.
Indeed.
Well, there's been a great run of holiday concerts that John has done at the Grand Theater, and he always features some great musicians, Randy Sabine on violin, Mitch Vigut, Chris O'Keefe on guitar, Otis McLennan on harp, John Greiner on sax, all friends of Route 51, Bob Case, your guitar player Tom Thiebel, and more over the years.
Mm-hmm. And Tom Wyschatka, my husband, he's been in the horn section all these years too and actually helps on the behind the scenes getting the music together for these concerts.
What's it like getting all those musicians together for just a couple of days to put on a show like that?
It's crazy, but you know, after all these years, it's kind of it's great because it's like a reunion. John and I do get on the phone together previous and kind of talk about, you know, song lists, and everyone brings their own ideas, and it's really the day before we get to the rehearsal, we put it all together, and then we just have at it. But it's a very successful event because of the crowd.
Let's listen to another piece off of Just Like a Woman. This is another classic Bob Dylan song arranged by Matt Turner.
I don't want to straight face you, race or chase or track or trace you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or confine you. All I really wanna do is baby be friends with you. And I don't wanna meet your kin, make you spin or do you in, or select you or dissect you or inspect you or reject you. All I really
Janet, the new album features some very talented musicians. We've already mentioned Tom Thiebel and also Kelvin Casper on guitar.
Yeah, Kelvin came in and played on a couple tracks. A lot of Wisconsin musicians that were handpicked by my husband Tom. And it was a very, you know, collective celebration of Wisconsin musicians.
And you've got your Andy Sachin, your bass player, and Danny Luke on
Danny Luick on
drums. Matt Turner on piano, also responsible for some of the arrangements. And then saxophones and flutes, you've got Woody Mankowski and Mark Jimos. Am I pronouncing his name right?
Jimos,
okay. And then clarinets, your husband Tom Wyszotka, and also John Greiner and Steve Johnson.
Yeah.
trumpets, John Shipper, Jim Doherty, Marty Robinson, and Kevin Short. And then trombones, help me with this name, Claude
Callier,
Ken Skitch, and Bill Denny, and Dave Sawal.
Sawal.
Okay.
Yes. Handpicked by my husband, who did most of the arrangements.
You know, you've collaborated with Tom Thibault on guitar for 25 years, and for a number with a number of other musicians, and there's a community involved here.
Absolutely, and I should bring to the forefront that the all of the Dylan projects, the first and second, the seed. Many of the ideas came from myself and Thibault, sitting with guitar and voice. What kind of feel? And then we expanded into trio, and then it went from there. And a lot of the harmonies, like on Hard Rain, Thibault played those on guitar, and then Tom put horns to that.
It must be different singing for a big band as opposed to singing for a small group, or in the case of Tom Thibault, just one guitar player, very talented guitar player. But you did put an album out a few years back called Consequence of Two, which was just you and Tom Thibault. And we've been playing a lot of big band stuff on the air, so let's listen to you and Tom in a much sparser arrangement.
Okay.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now this next one is the consequence of the one we just been through. Like I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and just say nothing or nearly nothing. I've used up all the skill I know, and at the end I've come to nothing or nearly nothing. So I come back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all this love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, re me fa sol la ti do. He will find himself a no-show. Better play the note you know.
And again, Janet, you'll be performing with Tom in just a small group, just a trio, Friday night, tomorrow night at UW Marathon County.
Yes, I will. Sorry. Yes. And do you mind if I interject a couple things here, too, that I wanted to mention?
Yes, please do.
I think when we stick to our own path and continue to create and record and get it out to the world. Now it's easier than ever. Things can happen from wherever you live. Just know that. And in fact, the big band was considered for a Grammy this year. It was on the ballot. And because of the years of recording, that album was done in 2000, by the way. It's interesting because There's a couple layers. Not only are you able to revisit who you were back then, but you're able to get who you are now out to the world and really make it about communicating with people. And then you might get a Grammy consideration, which is kind of cool because it helps the momentum as far as continuing in this business.
Janet, we are completely out of time.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Glenn.
Well, if you want to see the sunrise, honey, I know where. We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. Me with my belt wrapped around my head, and you just sitting there. Your brand new Lepton pillbox hat. Your brand new Lepton pillbox hat.
want to thank today's special guest, Wisconsin's own Janet Planet, who will be performing Friday night at UW Marathon County in Wausau as part of the Vocal Jazz Festival. Information on the festival and a link to ticket information is available on the Route 51 Facebook page. You can find out more about Janet Planet at janetplanet.com. Thanks also to UW Marathon County Assistant Professor of Music Tim Buchholz for his help with this show. I'm Glenn Moberg. Thanks also to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Jana Schleiss, John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme, special music today by Aretha Franklin, Nancy Wilson, Nancy King, and, of course, Janet Planet. If you missed part of this show, it will be rebroadcast in its entirety Friday evening at 7 on WHRM 90.9 FM Wausau and can be downloaded at wpr.org/Route 51. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Forward, as we say in Wisconsin, and until next week, we're heading out of town.
Well, I asked the doctor if I could see you. It's bad for your health, he said. Well, I disobeyed his orders, came to see you, found him there instead. You know, I don't mind him cheating on me, but I wish he'd take that thing off his head. It's your...